time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. The Wayne County Sheriff's Department reports the recovery of a vehicle that had been reported stolen. At about 7 a.m. Tuesday, the Sheriff's Office received a report of a vehicle in a ditch on County Road 800 North near 1600 East. Upon arrival, officers found a 2017 black Toyota Camry in the ditch on the west side of the road just south of a 90-degree curve. The vehicle had been reported stolen earlier in the week to the Fairfield City Police Department. The registered owners of the car were notified, and the car was towed to the Fairfield City Police Station for processing. I'll have more news in just a moment.
When life reaches an ending place, it's comforting to know that immediate assistance is available from the Cook Funeral Chapels in Carmi, Crossville, and Grayville. Cook's high standard of service and compassion is your assurance that all matters will be handled with the utmost dignity and respect. All three locations are handicapped accessible, allowing all the opportunity to comfort those in need. For immediate assistance, contact the Cook Funeral Chapels in Carmi, Crossville, and Grayville.
It's senior recognition night for the Edwards County Fighting Lions as they return home this Friday night to face the Johnson City Indians in Black Diamond Conference action. Join me, Nick Snidel, along with Matt St. Ledger as our coverage begins at 6:45 with the Car Corral Pro Sports pregame show on WOKZ 105.9 FM. To find archived games or to listen live online, go to network1sports.com. For exciting high school football each week, it's the sports voice of Southern Illinois.
Mount Carmel police were notified by Illinois State Police that a stolen vehicle was reported to be in the 100 block of East 9th Street on Tuesday. The vehicle's OnStar system then advised that the vehicle was on Route 1 north of Mount Carmel. An Illinois State trooper clocked the vehicle exceeding the posted speed limit. A Mount Carmel police officer observed the same vehicle in the 1300 block of Cherry Street and initiated a vehicle stop. The vehicle continued south on Cherry Street, failing to stop for the police vehicle. The vehicle pursuit ended when the vehicle missed the turn at Walnut Street and Railroad Street. The driver and passenger then fled on foot. Illinois State Police, Wabash County Sheriff's Office, and the Mount Carmel Police were able to set up a perimeter preventing the suspect's escape. Officers were able to apprehend 18-year-old Logan A. Tolliver of Bloomington, Indiana. A passenger in the vehicle was a 16-year-old male. Both subjects were transported to the Wabash County Jail. Tolliver is being held on charges of possession of a stolen vehicle, resisting law enforcement, aggravated fleeing and eluding, failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident, leaving the scene of an accident, no valid driver's license, and reckless driving. The juvenile is wanted on a juvenile warrant out of Indiana and is being held for Indiana authorities. The vehicle was towed from the scene with extensive damage. In White County Court on Tuesday afternoon, 74-year-old Jack Lamont of Carmi entered an open guilty plea to a charge of theft stemming from an investigation by the Illinois State Police regarding the estate of Robert Hughes. As a result of that plea, Lamont has resigned his position as a Carmi City Council alderman for Ward 1. Lamont was arrested on the charge on November 5th of 2015 following the investigation that began in 2013. He was serving as executor of the Hughes estate and was accused of attempting to sell a coin collection from the estate for personal gain instead of directing the funds to the White County Senior Center as directed by Hughes' will. A sentencing hearing is set for December 5th before Judge Mark Stanley. At that time, State's Attorney Denton Odd and Lamont's counsel, Attorney Alan Downen of McLeansboro, will present evidence and make arguments toward sentencing. Lamont is facing up to 5 years in prison. One of eight men indicted in the January murder of Mount Vernon resident DeAndre Jackson reached a deal with prosecutors. State's Attorney Sean Featherston said 19-year-old LaKedron Russell agreed to plead guilty to lesser charges in exchange for testifying against other defendants. On Tuesday, a judge sentenced Russell to 15 years in prison after he pled guilty to attempted armed home invasion, which was part of the plea deal. After testifying against other defendants, Russell will plead guilty to attempted robbery, Featherston said. Two other defendants, Curtis Devon and Dion Frazier, also struck similar deals with prosecutors. In addition to the eight men originally indicted, two more people, including a minor, have been charged with obstruction of justice in connection with the case. Investigators say Jackson was shot and killed during an attempted robbery on Conger Avenue. A 28-year-old accused of abduction of a University of Illinois scholar from China has pled not guilty to a new, more serious charge of kidnapping resulting in death. The Champaign News-Gazette reports Yingying Zhang's mother began weeping when the suspect entered the federal courtroom Wednesday in Urbana. She had to be helped from the courtroom before Brent Christensen's hearing could start. The 26-year-old Zhang was last seen June 9th. She's presumed dead, though her body hasn't been found. Christensen was already facing a kidnapping charge, but a grand jury last week returned a superseding indictment that included allegations Zhang's death included torture or serious physical abuse. The new charge carries a possible death penalty or mandatory life sentence. The trial is scheduled for February the 27th. The Clay County Sheriff's Office is asking for your assistance in locating two subjects that have outstanding warrants. Anyone knowing the whereabouts of either of these subjects is asked to please submit your information by texting XCRIME to TIP 411 or by using the Clay County Crime Stoppers XCRIME app on your smartphone to remain anonymous. Sheriff's Office is looking for Stephen M. Wathen, who is wanted for the offense of domestic battery. Bond has been set at $15,000. And Brandon M. Staten, who is wanted for failure to appear on the offense of driving under the influence. Bond, in his case, has been set at $3,000. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Mark your calendars. Don't miss your chance for reduced-rate lab work daily, including Saturday through October 12th at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. And one day only on Saturday, October 7th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Carmi Family Clinic on Oak Street in Carmi. During this limited-time offer, you'll get executive lab work profile for as low as $50. No registration is required. For more information, visit hmhospital.org. Do it for your health at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
A promise was made, a promise that hit the beaches of Normandy, a vow that captured Iwo Jima, a contract that weathered Tet, a pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq, an IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
Corn Day 2017 in Carmi is about to begin. Carmi drivers are being warned of some road closures and traffic detour patterns. Church Street between Main and Cherry Street will be blocked beginning at 4 o'clock tonight to allow for carnival rides to be set up. Walnut Street between Main and Cherry Street will also be partially blocked tonight to allow the setup of the main stage. The set traffic detour pattern will be in place starting at 3 o'clock Friday. After 3 p.m., vendors will begin setting up on Main Street. Vendors will not be allowed to set up prior to 3 p.m. due to state regulations and traffic hazards. Any vehicles parked on Main Street between Main Cross and Jessup Street after 3 p.m. Friday are subject to being towed at the owner's expense. The detour traffic pattern will be the same as in past years, with the detour being from East Main Street to Locust, onto Cherry, and then onto Oak Street. These routes will be visibly marked with no parking signs and detour route signs. The detour will be in place until approximately 2 o'clock Sunday morning. The White County Historical Society will have three of their museums open on Saturday, October 14th. The public is invited to visit all three. The El Haas store will be open from 9 a.m. until noon. The Robinson Stewart House will be open from 11 to 2. The annual corn tasting event, probably the only place you can get corn on Corn Day, will be held at the historic Ratcliffe Inn from 11 until 1. Corn tasting is only $2 and the tour is free. The Historical Society hopes everyone will enjoy Corn Day. Fairfield Public School District 112 will conduct parent-teacher conferences at both Northside and Center Street schools on Tuesday, October 24th and Wednesday, October 25th. Conferences will be held from 3 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday and from 3 to 6:30 on Wednesday evening. School will dismiss early both days for the conferences, with Northside dismissing at 2 p.m. and Center Street at 2:10. School will not be in session on Thursday the 26th or Friday the 27th. Dates and times for conferences can be arranged with teachers. Grades will be issued at the conferences, or they can be mailed to the student's home. If parents have any questions or would like to schedule an appointment, they can call Northside School at 842-6501 or Center Street School at 842-2679. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Corey Rizvet in Carmi recently announced that the Illinois State Police will conduct alcohol countermeasure enforcement, or ACE, patrols in Wayne, Saline, and Gallatin counties during the month of October. ACE patrols allow the Illinois State Police to focus on preventing, detecting, and taking enforcement action in response to violations associated with impaired driving and illegal transportation or consumption of alcohol or drugs. The ISP has zero tolerance for impaired driving in Illinois. Officers working the detail will be watchful for drivers who are operating vehicles in an unsafe manner, driving with a suspended or revoked driver's license, transporting open alcoholic beverages, and most importantly, the fatal four violations. Those violations are driving under the influence, safety belt and child restraint use, speeding, and distracted driving. Alcohol and drug impairment is a factor in more than 30% of all fatal motor vehicle crashes in Illinois. There is one alcohol-related traffic fatality every 53 minutes in the United States. The ACE program allows officers to work even harder at removing dangerous DUI offenders from the road. The project is being funded by the Illinois Department of Transportation. The Clay County Hospital will host its second annual Health and Wellness Expo Saturday, October 14th. Starting at 8 a.m. with the 5K Move for the Cure. Both events will be taking place at the Flora Elementary School. Reduced-rate blood test vouchers will be sold, so you don't have to fast the morning of the expo and can enjoy all of the informative presentations and activities available. Some of the free services offered will be body fat analysis, grip testing, finger stick blood sugar test, bone density scan. There will even be a walk-through inflated colon. Don't forget about the Kids Fun Zone as well. The Edwards County Soil and Water Conservation District is now taking orders for fish. Fish will be delivered Thursday, November 2nd at the district office. Orders for grass carp need to be made before October 23rd. If you need fish for your pond, you can call the office at 445-3615 on Mondays and Tuesdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. $700 in cash will be awarded at ARF's Halloween Hairball on Saturday, October 28th. Yappy Hour with Matt Kinney Smoked Pork Burger Sandwiches and Finger Foods starts at 7 p.m. at the Fairfield Elks Lodge. Torn and Frayed, a Wayne City-based rock band, will return for their 15th Hairball performance. Hairball prizes will be awarded to Hairiest, Scariest, Funniest, Sexiest, Best Couple, and Farthest Travel. Tickets are $20 in advance and are available at Country Roads Real Estate or from any ARF member or by calling 842-5584. All attendees must be at least 21 years of age to enter ARF's Halloween Hairball. To sponsor or volunteer for ARF's largest fundraising event of the year, find Animals Requesting Friends on Facebook or visit arfcares.org. Fairfield's First Christian Church will be hosting the Big Lunch on Saturday, October 14th. Serving is from 11 to 1. The menu will include ham and beans, cornbread, broccoli salad, and apple crisp. As always, the lunch is free and everyone is welcome. Guests are asked to use the doors on the west side of the building. Price being paid for local crude oil is $44.50. It's up 75 cents from yesterday. Turning now to area deaths, Janet Aline Courtright Pyle, 80, passed away on October 5th at her home in Winder, Georgia. She was a homemaker. She survived by J.W. Pyle, her husband of 61 years, and their son, John S. Pyle, and daughters, Jean M. Rigby of Bethlehem, Georgia, and Jessica I. Fambro of Jefferson City, Missouri. She has five grandchildren, Joshua Rigby, Michael Rigby, Ariel Fritz, Mindy Fambro, and Heather Fambro. She has six great-grandchildren. She has two surviving brothers, Gary Courtright and Lewis Courtright, and one sister, Gladys Smith. There will be no funeral services for Janet Aline Courtright Pyle. A private family graveside service will be held at a later date, and the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney is in charge of all of the arrangements. Mary Pauline Paul, 92, of Fairfield, passed away Wednesday morning at Aperion Care of Fairfield. Pauline was a nurse's aide at Fairfield Memorial Hospital and a factory worker for a tire factory. She was a past member of the Enterprise United Methodist Church. Pauline is survived by many nieces and nephews. A graveside service for Mary Pauline Paul will be at 2 o'clock Saturday at the Brown Cemetery. Family is requesting everyone to dress casual. Memorials can be given to Aperion Care of Fairfield and will be accepted at the Hosselton Funeral Home. Billy James Bill Reagan, 80, passed away Tuesday at his home in McLeansboro. He worked as a plumber and a farmer and was also a member of the Lick Creek Church. Bill is survived by his wife, Sandra Reagan, three sons, Eric Reagan, Vince Reagan, and Chris Reagan, all of McLeansboro, 14 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and three great-great-grandchildren. Also surviving are brothers Monty Reagan, Randall Reagan, sister Donna Betts, Rosemary Payne, and sister-in-laws Becky Reagan and Joy Welch, all of McLeansboro. Many other relatives and friends also survive. Funeral services for Billy James Bill Reagan will be held Saturday, October 14th at 11 o'clock at the New Life Assembly of God Church in McLeansboro. The church will be open starting at 7:30 on Saturday. Visitation will be held Friday evening from 5 to 9 at the New Life Assembly of God Church. He will be laid to rest in Digby Hill Cemetery near Dale. Memorial donations can be made to the Lick Creek Church and will be accepted at the New Life Assembly of God Church and the Golsan Funeral Home in McLeansboro. The Golsan Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of all of the arrangements. Dennis Ray Bailey, age 74, of Belmont, died Thursday, September 28th at the St. Vincent Hospital in Evansville. He was a local oil producer. Dennis is survived by two sons, Kenny Bailey of Bone Gap and Kyle Bailey of Albion, one daughter, Pamela Roosevelt of Belmont, two brothers, Ed Bailey of Albion and Bill Bailey of Carmine. Six grandchildren and five great-grandchildren also survive. Funeral services for Dennis Bailey will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at the House of Prayer in Albion. Burial will be in the Graceland Cemetery. The Nails Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of all of the arrangements. Melvin R. Phipps, 84, resident of McLeansboro, died on Sunday at the Hamilton Memorial Hospital. He was a U.S. Army veteran, having served during the Korean War. Mr. Phipps also owned and operated Phipps Excavation Service for many years following his military service. Funeral services for Melvin Phipps will be today at 11 o'clock at the Golsan Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorial donations can be made to the Hamilton Memorial Hospital Auxiliary and will be accepted at the Golsan Funeral Home in McLeansboro. The Golsan Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of all of the arrangements. Reporting for Len Wells and WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop your heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing costs for our patients. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
This helps to avoid hysterectomy, and at many times they can have the procedure done on a Friday afternoon in the office and be back to work on Monday morning with no problem, with minimal pain. It will oftentimes eliminate the need of needing a hysterectomy or more extensive surgical procedures in the hospital, and thus not only get them back to taking care of their children and back to work, back to their lives, but also save them a large amount of money.
NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with four locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call 618-244-4800 to schedule an appointment.
Here's a look at sports for this Thursday, October 12th. Tonight, junior high girls basketball gets underway. At 6 o'clock tonight, Edwards County comes over to Jasper. Also tonight, high school cross country at 4 o'clock, the Black Diamond Conference meet here in Fairfield. High school volleyball this evening in the Black Diamond Conference at 6:15. Edwards County's at Hamilton County, and Carmi travels to Fairfield. Also tonight, the MTC tournament gets underway there for their two-night tournament. At Wayne City this evening, four teams will play a three-team round robin each, or three games each. Christ Our Rock Lutheran against Weber to start out, and Wayne City versus Sisney. Then everybody will swap around. The other half of the conference tournament is up at Clay City tonight, starting with Woodlawn versus Sandoval at 6 and Clay City versus Grayville. Then those teams will also swap around. Everybody plays everybody. Major League playoffs tonight. National League Division Series Game 5 at 7:08 this evening. Chicago Cubs' Kyle Hendricks on the mound versus the Washington Nationals. Gio Gonzalez, winner, take all and head over to Los Angeles to play the Dodgers Saturday night. That game was forced by last night's Game 4 in Chicago. The Washington Nationals, back from the dead, they shut out the Cubs 5-0. Steven Strasburg threw 12 strikeouts, and Michael Taylor hit an eighth-inning grand slam to tie that series up at 2 games apiece. Also last night, the Yankees eliminated Cleveland 5-2. Yankees win that series 3-2. Didi Gregorius with a couple home runs for the Yankees. In the NHL last night, it was Pittsburgh over Washington 3-2. Colorado doubled up Boston 6-3. Same score, New Jersey over Toronto 6-3. Anaheim skated past the Islanders 3-2. And in overtime, Calgary beat the LA Kings. Also tonight, NFL back underway. Philadelphia takes on Carolina in Charlotte. Kickoff at 7:25. Both teams come in at 4-1. Here's a look at the WFIW area weather for today. Partly cloudy, high of 70 degrees. Tonight, clear, low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 78 degrees. Saturday, sunny, high of 88, low of 65. Sunday, showers, high of 72, a low of 45. Monday, sunny, high of 65, low of 42. Yesterday in Fairfield, our high temperature was 60. We had a low of 52 degrees. 0.09 of an inch of precipitation yesterday. We've picked up 3 inches and 2/10 on the month. A trace of precipitation this morning. Our low this morning was 56. And at 6:35, the current temperature in Fairfield is 57. For news that's online when you're online, please go to WFIWradio.com.
Your professional Pekin Insurance Agency, Tucker Hallam Insurance, Wayne City, specializes in families. From auto accidents to home disasters to that very memorable first day of